So this is where we are, lymphatic system. The lymphatic and the immune system. So we've got two different systems we're going to be talking about. Here's a guy demonstrating his lymphatic system and his semi-immune system, because they do go together. Or they have the potential to go together anyways. So looking at this guy, we see that he has a circulation that's very similar to our blood circulation. In fact, when we talked about a van, we said that there's going to be a vein and a what? Artery and a nerve. So anytime there's a nerve, there's always going to be a vein and artery. And sometimes they're even named the same. And so what I didn't tell you at the time was that there's also a lymphatic vessel that goes along with those guys as well. So it's a van with a lymphatic vessel. But you see, if I say van, it's easier to make a van than to put an L on there, because then it won't work, because it'll be like Vanel or Vanel. So I'll tell you now, here's the point. So anytime you see a vessel, a regular vessel, an artery or vein, we're going to be seeing these guys right next to it, because it's going to be important for the homeostasis of the whole system, for the lymphatic system to work well. And really, it's not understood as well as the vascular system. Everybody knows if you bleed, it's not good for you. But people don't realize if your lymphatic system were not to work, you couldn't live more than 3 days. And the reason is because of it keeping the homeostasis going, particularly the homeostasis of the protein balance that we talked about a little bit about last time. So when we look at the lymphatic system, we see it's everywhere. We have lymphatic vessels, and the lymphatic vessels are going to congregate in little areas called the lymphatic nodes. So we have nodes where there's going to be an aggregate of lymphatic tissue. Well, what does aggregate mean?
Gathering.
A gathering. So these guys are going to be gathering in these certain areas. Particularly, in the big spots are going to be the axilla, also by the neck, the sternocleidomastoid. We're also going to be getting it in the groin. And also deep inside of our abdomen, we have lots of lymphatic nodes as well. These are going to be sites of areas where bugs, you know, bacteria, viruses will be taken care of. That's why the person who has an infection often have swollen glands. And the glands are really not glands, they're really lymph nodes. Okay. Now, when we look at the lymphatic system, we see primarily, and this is really nicely depicted, that we see this little thing right in the middle of the abdomen. It should be a little bit lower, but it's basically around the belly button. And that thing is significant because that's the heart of the lymphatic system. Think you only have one heart? Au contraire. You also have this guy called the cisterna chyli. We'll talk more about that in a moment and the reason for it being there. We see that the lymphatic system is going to put its products right back into the circulation. And that's the key to keeping the homeostasis occurring. So we're going to have the homeostasis of the whole vascular system dependent upon the lymphatic system also putting its products back into the vascular system. And its products are going to be basically protein is basically the big thing. Okay. So when we look at this guy, we see it maintains a fluid balance, and that's what it's going to be doing. And also it's going to protect us from infection and disease. So that's our immune function, and really the lymphatic function is to maintain fluid balance. So when we look at the immune system, we see that we have represented here the spleen, which is going to be on our left side, and just underneath the ribs. We also have depicted an additional immune function, and that's going to be where in this diagram? The immune system is represented as well, not only in the spleen, but also where else? The thymus, is it there? It might be, yeah, I think it is there actually. Good point. Yeah, like just above there. That could be the thymus, right? Huh. Okay, what else? Bone marrow, yeah. So there's the bone marrow. So specifically the red bone marrow, the yellow bone marrow in there. So we're looking at bone marrow. Okay. Now when we look at the lymphatic vessels, we see it's going to be distinct from our regular vascular supply. Remember, we had the big vessels going into the small little capillaries, and then what? Went big again. So we went big, small, big. The lymphatic system doesn't do that. They go small, and then they go bigger, and that's it. So we're really carrying stuff away from that bed. Remember, we talked about this capillary bed with the capillaries. So interspersed between each capillary is going to be the lymphatic vessels. So you have lymphatic capillaries that are going small, and then they're going to be going into the bigger ducts. So you basically have capillaries going to ducts. So small goes to big. And they're interspersed in here so that you can maintain that homeostasis as we talked about. Notice that these are representative of cells, so we see how close the capillary bed is as well as the lymphatic system. The two major functions of the lymph system is going to be fluid recovery and also the immunity. Fluid recovery is going to be absorbing plasma proteins and fluid from the tissues and return it to the bloodstream. If you interfere with lymphatic drainage, then you could get severe edema. And if the lymph system were to totally stop, you'd be dead in 3 days. Why?
No immunity.
Well, we're still up in number one. Why?
No fluid.
So your fluid's going to be gone. You have no fluid in your system. You're going to dry up. You're going to look like a prune. Just dry up and just blow away. Is that the concept?
No absorption of fluid.
No absorption of fluid. So your fluid's going to be down. You're not going to be able to get your vitamins. Well, that's true.
Wastes.
You're not going to get rid of your wastes. It's all got to do with this. Well, why would that kill you, plasma proteins, if you don't have them in your blood?
No fibrinogen.
Oh, no fibrinogen? That's
no
true.
Fibrinogen. So the pH would be out of balance?
The pH would be out of balance? Oh, wait, I was supposed to tell you about the whole thing. Remember? You're supposed to remind me.
The pregnancy must be
Yes.